From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosion that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the port city of Tianjin. The Beijing News today said all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse site are being forcibly evacuated from the area because of possible chemical contamination. Death toll from Wednesday's explosion has risen to 85. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke with reporters.
The policies of the past have not led to a democratic transition in Cuba. It would be equally unrealistic to expect normalizing relations to have, in a short term, a transformational impact.
Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalizing relations with Cuba and want to keep a long-standing embargo against Havana, something opposed by Mr. Kerry and President Obama. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy on Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there is a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week they are no longer allied with rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013. This is VOA News.